Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
I must say I like watching Harry Kane and England play, but it is the old enemy in Lansdowne Road this weekend. Ireland hosts England in an international soccer match in Dublin for just the second time since a friendly game between the countries had to be abandoned in 1995 as well. Some of you might remember following violence from English supporters. Gardaí are to shortly intensify special security arrangements for the fixture. Let's get a sense now of what to expect. And in Dublin City Centre for us is our reporter Barry Lenehan. What's the crack like there, Barry?
Yes, good evening, Cormac, from the edge of Temple Bar here in Dublin City Centre. The sun lighting up the famous cobblestones here this evening. The weather absolutely fantastic. But in a few minutes' time, that special security plan, that special Garda plan will intensify from 5 o'clock. 1,100 Garda officers of all ranks in operation this weekend. It's been declared an extraordinary event, remember. So all Garda leave and rest days cancelled. But from 5 o'clock, that plan will intensify. Between 350 and 400 specialist public order officers as part of that 1,100 strong force in operation in the capital this weekend. They'll implement Operation Dirol, where they'll use experience of policing stag and hen parties to keep order among supporters, especially here in Temple Bar, where many of the travelling English cohort are expected to gather. Up to 8,000 English fans are expected in Dublin this weekend, despite being allocated just 2,980 tickets for tomorrow's big match in Lansdowne Road. It's believed over 11,000 actually applied for tickets. And supplementing and buttressing the Garda operation this weekend is also officers from England, from the specialist unit monitoring football hooliganism in the UK. They'll be looking, monitoring, seeing what's happening on CCTV, seeing who's coming in here, perhaps flouting travel bans. They'll be here in a support and advisory capacity and have no policing powers. Now, Gardaí are briefing that they don't expect any trouble this weekend. No evidence that anything has been organised, but still there is tension there. English fans have been warned coming over across the Irish Sea to respect local culture in their dealings here this weekend. You'll recall how at Euro 2024, the police chief in Gelsenkirchen warned English fans not to sing chants which were offensive to German supporters. Some did so anyway, but this weekend it's believed English police authorities taking a different approach, not warning English fans to not sing anti-Irish chants for fear they may do so anyway. But here in Temple Bar there is very much a party atmosphere, I would have to say, ahead of tomorrow's big match, and many of the English fans I met earlier in jovial spirits.
Got in about 11 last night, straight out on a lash. A few pints of the old Guinness, little boogie. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
What's the plan for today?
Get steaming.
And tomorrow?
Get steaming.
And how will the match go then?
Well, who cares about the match? We ain't got a ticket yet.
Do you think you could pick one up yet?
I ain't paying anything for it. I'll see what happens, you know what I mean? Ain't too asked about the game. It's all about coming over, you know what I mean? Meeting new people.
The match being on at 5 o'clock, do you think there's the prospect maybe there might be some trouble at it?
Who knows? We'll see what we'll see. I'll keep my head down. Got to go home to my mum afterwards, innit?
Literally got this morning. He flew out at 6 this morning.
I was up at 2:30 a.m.
Straight on the Guinness.
Straight on the Guinness. Had one in the airport. It didn't really go down very well. But once I got here and had a chat with some of the locals and stuff, it started flowing.
The quality, I hope, has risen since you've come across the Irish Sea.
So much better. So much. It's like creamier, it's colder, it's fresher, it's crispier. Loving it.
What's the plan for the match tomorrow? What's the hope for the match?
Well, hopefully win. I don't think we'll win by much. If we do, I think it'll be close. I think Ireland are going to probably put a bit more into it than we will. Yeah, I think we may still just get a 2-1 win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close match. I think Ireland are going to be really up for it, especially because they're in their own back garden, and I think they've got a very strong team. It's just whether England turn up or not.
And obviously, one of the last times Ireland and England played here in Dublin, there was trouble. Do you anticipate anything like that happening tomorrow, or will there be any edge to it?
That is a long time ago, and We've been here for all day and we've had nothing but great conversations with the locals and things, so I don't think there'll be any issues like that. There might be one or two bad apples. I think we're all a bit more grown up than that now.
I've been following England away for close to 10 years now. There's only trouble usually when there's a huge police presence trying to contain people that don't really need to be contained. It's usually just a sing-song bit of banter. There's usually not really much trouble at all when it's, if you want to avoid the trouble, it's easy to avoid, you know. You're only really getting in trouble if that's what you're there for, but I don't see much trouble happening today or tomorrow.
So the advice for the Gardaí, the Irish police, is to, you know, don't get too involved.
Well, a sing-song doesn't hurt anybody. As long as it's just a sing-song and there's no chairs or bottles being thrown, then, you know, I don't think there'll be much trouble at all, no.
Working with the Football Supporters Association based from Newcastle.
It's a big deal for Ireland playing England, but what about English supporters coming over here? How do they feel?
Yeah, I think it's a big deal as well. England obviously got to the Euro final a couple of months back, and they don't want to now slide off. There's obviously a new interim manager, Lee Carsley, in charge, who Ireland fans will know well, having played 40 times for them. He wants to get off to a good start and put his name, you know, right in the frame for the job. And there's players as well that are fighting for either their international futures or, you know, starts of their international careers.
England fans for away games have to pick up tickets. It's just a rule. So we're expecting more and more England fans to go and collect their tickets throughout the day, and that's when we'll see them and tell them where to go. And I'm sure you'll find several in Temple Bar later on tonight.
A lot being made here about an increased Garda presence, Garda operation kicking into gear.
Par for the course. We liaise with the police quite a lot, and there's no more than there was in Germany. There was no more than a normal game. We've had a few of our delegates come across and do fan-related things for the past couple of months, and they're not expecting anything serious, and it should be enjoyable for everyone, really. There's always going to be some sort of animosity wherever you look. We could be wherever, but I doubt that you'll ever see a presence in terms of that throughout the game tomorrow.
I'm just as Tina Turner today. Stag do, getting married in a couple of months, loving life.
And you've just been singing as well.
I've been singing Simply the Best, just a little rendition with a grateful crowd that really helped me out.
And what about the match tomorrow? You'll be watching Ireland and England.
I will be watching it, yeah. Come on, England!
Simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
Come on!
Anyone I've ever met.
All I can say is that Guinness seems to have been extra creamy by all accounts. Best of luck to the English Tina Turner who's getting married. Now, we'd always tell people to drink responsibly, but an awful lot of people having great fun, I must say. The English fans in jovial spirits there, Barry. What's the sense among the business community, though?
Well, obviously, there are Gardaí advising of several road closures across the capital tomorrow, obviously for the match, but also the visit of the new British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, and his meeting with Taoiseach Simon Harris. But the message from the business community here is really much that the city is open as normal, that yes, whilst those images of 1995 may live in infamy in Irish sporting folklore, that at the same time, Lansdowne Road has hosted many big events recently which have gone off without incident and without major disruption. And the message, here's the message now from the CEO of Dublin Town, Richard Guiney.
Well, I think it's going to be business as usual for the weekend in Dublin City. We have hosted a lot of major events this year indeed. We had the UEFA Cup final, which went very well. I know there's been a lot of preparation and planning on behalf of the Gardaí and Dublin City Council and the other services. So I'm very confident that it'll be a successful weekend, and we hope that Dubliners and indeed our visitors from abroad will have a good time.
What sort of a boost is a big match like this?
Yeah, it's worth a couple of million to us, being honest. We're probably looking at somewhere, I'd say, between 2 and 3 million that will be spent over the course of the weekend, which is always very welcome.
Might there be any concern about the late kickoff tomorrow, 5 o'clock?
We will have people around the town, obviously, during the day, you know, depending on, you know, what happens later. I mean, I know for the UEFA Cup, it was a late evening kickoff as well, and that did work out very well. So, you know, I would expect that there'll be preparations to make sure that all goes smoothly when hopefully people will come back into the city and have a good time.
That's Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, ending Barry Lenhan's report. Let's get a view from England now with Miguel Delaney, chief soccer writer with The Independent. Miguel, you're very welcome to the programme.
Yeah.
There's got to be an awful lot of focus, isn't there, on the current England internationals who turn their back on the Republic, the likes of Declan Rice and Jack Grealish.
Yeah, I mean, you maybe have a little bit more sympathy for Grealish there, to be fair, because he did switch. He never had a senior cap whereas Rice had three in what is, I mean, it's although multinationality is much more of an issue in modern football, just because of migration, the modern world, it's still quite rare for a player to take caps like that from a country and then switch. So, it would be surprised if Rice isn't booed. But I think it's interesting, this game. Like, I suppose I'm in a curious position myself as an Irish person working for an English media, and where one of my main jobs is covering the English national team.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of hung over this entire game, the issue of the integration. I suppose it's one reason it's so different to previous fixtures in the past. I mean, even if you look at the two teams now, in Euro 88, well, I suppose our most famous game against England, mm-hmm. 10 of the 18 Irish squad members could have declared for England. And there was only two on the other side, Steve McMahon and Peter Reid. Whereas now, at the moment in the current team, it's 7 on the Irish side and 5 on the English side. And that's actually only because England have had a few dropouts. I think something like 9 of their regular players over the last half decade, right up to Jude Bellingham, could have declared for Ireland. And obviously, of course, we've got the strange situation of a man who's had 40 caps for Ireland, who's in charge of England, one of the most high-profile roles in modern football.
So do you think there's going to be much more understanding from the home fans then towards the likes of Jack Grealish or Declan Rice, or do you think booing is inevitable?
I mean, just from listening to kind of some of the discussions over the past few days of back in Ireland, initially I thought it'd be a bit of pantomime, but it does feel there's actually, okay, not hostility towards Rice, but there's still an edge about that. Mm. I think Rice will get it. Grealish, I think that could be a bit more pantomime, to be fair.
How do you think they'll react, though? How do you think Rice and Grealish will react? How do you think Lee Carsey will react if that happens?
To be fair, like, they've played in worse atmospheres, or sorry, much more hostile atmospheres than this. I mean, like, I was at an England game 5 years ago. I think it was in Bulgaria at the time, mm-hmm. where players were racially abused and there was talk of going off. And all these players, particularly Rice and Grealish, have been through that, and that's actually very, very different and much more serious than what we'll see tomorrow.
It's more sportsmanlike to cheer your own team, support your own team, as opposed to booing or downing any other team. Can you remind people when it's on, where it's on, and so on before, and who you expect to win?
5 o'clock, at the Aviva Stadium, or Lansdowne Road, as it's still called it. It's interesting from the perspective that there's two, both teams have new managers, and both, I think, are going to have very different styles. Funnily, actually, I think Carsley is going to make England a bit more of the kind of expressive or progressive game that Stephen Kenny would have had with Ireland, because he's along that ideology. Mm-hmm. And I think Halgrenson with Ireland will be, I think, maybe back to something much more defensive. Much more like Trapattoni. Southgate, I suppose, Trapattoni. So I think it's going to be a game where Ireland seek to frustrate England for a lot of it, but I mean, their quality should tell. Okay. So, I mean, I'd expect them 2-0 maybe to England.
Well, let's hope you're wrong. Miguel Delaney, chief football writer with the Independent, for once wrong. Thank you very much indeed. A listener says, listening to that Vox Pop makes me want to avoid Dublin altogether for the whole weekend. My idea of hell, from a grumpy old farts, is that listener.